Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
All right, so as I mentioned in a previous episode, springtime is approaching, tax refund season is approaching, and a lot of people are reaching out about business credit. Unfortunately, majority of these people have bad personal credit, and some type of logic is flipping through these people's head in thinking they can just start a random new startup business and just start building business credit and use business credit instead of using their personal credit. And you know, it's not funny and it's not something to laugh at, but it's kind of crazy in the type of mindsets that people have these days. You know, a lot of people think they can escape their issues in life and just come up with some type of quick fix to just recover automatically or just get away from all the bad that they did in the past, you know. So kind of the same thing in life. You know, a lot of people think they can, you know, eat unhealthy food, you know, for decades and years, but then take some type of shot or, you know, find some type of pill to make them lose weight within 1 month. You know, nobody wants to go through a full year of hard workouts, a full year of hard diets, and naturally lose weight and get healthy and, you know, get steady results. A lot of people just want a quick fix. They don't have time. They just want something done instantly and think it can be done instantly. Same thing with the credit repair process. You know, people unfortunately can mess up their credit scores for years and they think there's some type of magic man out there in the world who can turn a 400 credit score into an 800 credit score within 30 days. You know, it's just not going to happen, unfortunately. So going back with this whole idea with using business credit without your personal credit, 90% of these people are only asking this because unfortunately they have poor credit scores and they're thinking they can just file some type of LLC with the state and start a new business that's probably not even real and use that LLC, you know, is what they call it, use that business and, you know, apply for financing with it and just move on and never have to touch their personal credit again. Okay, so in this episode I want to explain how that works and, you know, why things will work or why things won't work. Okay, so tune in. Okay, so first, in order to use business credit, okay, there's a lot of things that goes into factor. Number one, even if it was true that you can just start a new business and use that for financing or to apply for financing and never have to, you know, use your personal credit ever again, even if that was true, credit is just one part of a finance application. The other half is based on your income, okay, or your monthly revenue. So again, you know, when you're applying to finance a vehicle or finance a house, the very first step is your credit because it's just a quick way or a quick answer to see if you're a risk or not. Credit is not the main part of an application. It's only the initial yes or no. If your credit scores are low, it's an instant risk to the bank or instant risk alert to the bank to let them know to not waste their time going forward and doing all the paperwork and calculations and things like that. It's just a alert to the creditors to let them know you're not a good fit for this loan or this house or this car or whatever the case is. Okay, once you do pass the minimum credit score, you have good credit, then things are more complicated with the creditor. You know, they have to calculate your income. They need to see what your debt to income is, how much debt you're in, things like that. Credit is just the initial part. It's just the initial yes or no. It's the yes, we should move forward, or the no, this isn't going to work. That's all credit is. It is not the important factor of a application. So what I mean by that, even if it was true, for somebody with a 400 credit score to create a brand new business and start using that to finance stuff, even if that was true, your business have to show proof of income. First of all, you're not getting any type of business as a business. I'm not business, any type of financing as a business owner or small business or whatever the case is, without 2-year tax returns. Okay, they need to average out your last 2 years of revenue, your gross revenue and your profit revenue, to even consider you for whatever you're trying to apply for. So if you don't have any proof of income, any business bank statements or anything like that over the last 2 years, you're not going to so-called use a business to finance things in life, because it's not going to work. Even if you could somehow use business credit and things like that, you know, that's just the initial yes or no of a application. Okay. Secondly, whenever you start a new business, your business is almost like a teenager. It has no payment history, and you will have to be listed as a co-signer, basically. You as the owner of the business is what you call a personal guarantor, or a personal guarantee, sorry. So what that means is, by your business being new and not really having much credit history, you will have to be the personal guarantee on the auto loan or this credit card account or this loan, you know, business funding, whatever it is, because the bank do not fully trust your business just yet, because it's either still new or you don't have much history reporting under your business. So if your business goes under and is not liable to pay back the money borrowed, then you as a person will be liable to repay anything that you borrowed under your business. Same thing with applying for stuff. So first of all, if you try to apply for business funding or a business credit card or a business auto loan, your business will be listed on there first, and then you as the business owner, small business owner, you will be listed as the personal guarantee, which is like the co-signer on a business application. So either way it go, no, you cannot get around having bad credit and start a random business and just start using that to apply for financing. You will still be on the application. Even if it was true, they would have to see business income. And if this business is not real, then it's just not going to work out. Okay. For those who are interested in actually building your real business credit scores, please visit sturgiscreditrepair.com and visit our business credit page. And there's a free guide that's on there that pretty much, this guide is pretty much step by step on how to register your business, how to get your Duns and Bradstreet number, how to apply for accounts that build credit history for your business, and what you should start doing once you establish business credit, and things that you can apply for and use your business credit on. So definitely go to sturgiscreditrepair.com, click the business credit tab that's on our website. And guys, again, all of the information that I provided is free. There's step-by-step videos showing you how to set all of this stuff up, how to get business bank accounts, you know, pretty much everything that I did as a business owner years ago. I offered that information for free that's on the website. And like I said, step-by-step videos showing exactly what I did, getting bank accounts, getting the Duns and Bradstreet number, registering my business, getting my EIN, applying for net 30 accounts to report to Dun and Bradstreet, and things that I even apply for, and how to apply for business credit cards and business funding and financing and things like that. So definitely go check out the website, sturgiscreditrepair.com, and check out the business credit page. And that's all for this one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.